Okay, so everyone holding in the Cheshbon of the Gemara, everyone good? Sort of? Okay, like this, yeah? Good, beautiful. So the Gemara, let's just see what we have in front of us. Keep track, right? We have Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah in Sukkah. He's on ice for now. Okay, then we have Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah by the pile of stones. He's the one who acquires seemingly a man-made tent in order to have the status of a tent for Tumah, transferring Tumah, stopping, you name it. You're not a tent until you're man-made. Then we have a stira.
But then he says that the bull is okay. The ox.
Exactly. You bring the ox. You bring the ox. You're good.
But we didn't find out why he said that.
Right. So the Gemara answered that you have to distinguish that if it's a large tent, like an ox, it's kind of a high space between the ox's belly and the ground. Then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that even a man-made, naturally made tent is a tent. Rabbi Yehuda's requirement for being intentionally made is only on a small tent. Okay, that's the reconciliation that we brought in the name of Reb Yitzchak, I believe, right? Oh wow, Kesedi Amar of Lazar. Okay, the Shema Gitshir goes down. Okay, all right. So now the Gemara is asking Kasha, which is, you have to hold on tight for this kasha. We're trying to work this kasha out together, okay? Everyone see it? First one on the line is Slayim, Vaharei. Vaharei is a kasha, okay?
Hold on a second.
All right, see Vaharei? It's around five lines, six lines from the bottom.
Yeah,
the Slayim, the next word, Vaharei. Okay, Vaharei. Yes. Vaharei Delas, right? Vaharei, and behold, Delas, a door, the Yeshba, that it has in it, comma a griffin, multiple fist widths, right? A door is quite a large aisle, right? Vikatani.
A
griffin is a fist,
not
yeah.
A head.
No, but the size of a mullet egriff, a full fist, is the Gemara tells us in Bechairis that it means a certain guy's fist, a Ben Avtiach. He's a very big fellow. That's the size of a regular person's head. That's what Rashi tells us. But literally, an egriff's a fist. It's important to know that, you're right. Because a regular tef is also around the fist. That's why it's important to distinguish. A mali egriff is like a full fist, which is a very big guy's fist. But yeah. Okay. So, Vikatani, and it's taught. Rehuda Aimer. Rehuda says, Vikatani, and it was taught. You good there? Bahare Delas. Okay, sorry. Hare Delas, the Yeshba. Kama Grafen. Behold, a door that has in it, the Yeshba, it has in it, Kama, many a Grafen fists. The Katani, and it is taught, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi ha yumevian, they would not bring dalsas, doors, Ella Shvarim, only oxen. So what's that question? What's the Gemara? Anyone take a stab at this? What's the Gemara saying? I told you a very simple reconciliation. You asked me a stira. Rabbi Yehuda here, Rabbi Yehuda there, I told you big and small. You have a problem now? What's your problem? Again, your problem. What's your problem?
Rabbi Yehuda is saying the shore is no.
But we told you because the shore is big, that's why. I see that. It doesn't count.
Fine.
No, put that down.
Either is fine.
You can't use that.
What?
Kind of get this on your own answer.
Either with us or without us.
Because
it's
the day Adam.
But he says just oxen.
You said just oxen. Meaning apparently he has a problem.
Oxen's not the day Adam.
Oxen's not the Adam, but problem is a problem with the door, right? So apparently he has a problem with the door. I mean, he seems to say don't use a door.
Rabbi Huda.
Yeah. So why does he have an issue with the door? A door is very high up, right? The door is wide, it's kama grafen wide, and it's very high. So clearly the baseline for the discussion is not height and not size. Everyone get this question? It's a complicated question. It's not a very straightforward question.
The fact that the child sat on the door instead of the board, that's what the problem is.
Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, don't bring the door. Right? Everyone else says, look, we got your ox, we got your door, this is how we're going to do this. Rabbi Yehuda's like, no, ditch the door. Get fat oxen. Hold that thought. Good. We'll get there. That could be a...
The door can accept
two more.
Well, ox can not.
Okay, good. What you guys are all suggesting is might be answers. Let's go slow before we answer the Gemara's Kasha. Let's understand the Gemara's Kasha. You're not wrong, but let's try to understand the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara seems to have a question. I told you it's all based on height. The bigger it is, the less intention you need. Says the Gemara, wait a second. If Yehuda seems to have an issue with the door, okay, you might be right that you don't have to read the Rehuda. Rehuda seems to say, don't bring the door, seemingly a negative. Don't bring the door, use a big ox. So if Rehuda has issue with a door, clearly the issue It's not a height issue, because the door is significantly higher, A, than the ox, and it's wide. So clearly there's something else going on. Okay? That's the Gemara's kasha. Now let's see the Gemara's answer. Everyone go with the kasha? Okay, the kasha is that doors are, apparently, if it's all about height, doors have got height. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Abaya. Abaya says. So yeah, that was a question mark before that, right? Everyone go with that? Okay, good. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Loi hutzrichu lahavi dalsayis. Loi, no, hutzrichu, needed. Lahavi dalsayis. All your behut meant to say is very simple. Leave your doors at home. We don't need them. Let the ox be your door, be your oil. Okay, that's what you that's right. You did? We have it on record even. All right, so, good? That's answer number one.
You know I didn't read ahead because you,
I'm watching
I don't know
you.
What I'm reading
okay, good.
Let's
go. Good. Now we're going to see who argues. Rava says not like you. So hold on, yeah? Rava Amar, Loi Hayu Mevin Dalsas. Loi Hayu. They would not Mevin bring Dalsas doors. Kol Iker at all, whatsoever. No doors. No. Usser. Why? What's wrong with doors? Shemipnei. Okay, now, mipnei, I think it's about time that we explain this word mipnei. Pnei literally means face. Mipnei means before the face of. What does it mean before the face of? I'm trying to walk and you're in front of me, right? So you're in my face, yeah? So now I veer out of the way. It's due to you being there, right? It's in the face of you, I go out of the way. So whenever we say mipnei, it means in the front, it's due to something, because of something. So mipnei will always be translated as because of, but literally the word panim is face, okay? This is for future reference, okay? So mipnei, yeah, shemipnei, because of. Shedaitoi sheltinek, the das, the mind of the child, sheltinek of the child, gasa, becomes wide, becomes, he gets very confident, a love upon him. Right, he's not worried anymore. Okay, so it means if a kid's on a door, on a wide platform, he's chilled. He's stable, he's happy, he starts checking stuff out. Okay? We don't want that. Why?
You
want
to get scared.
Why? Want to get scared? Exactly. Always. Why? Shema.
He knows. He lives next
door. That's right. Shema. I'm scared. Yeah. Shema. Perhaps. Yaitzi Roishai. He will stick his head out. Okay. Kids stick his head out to go check what's going on. And these kids are not old. They're 6, 7 years old. Right. They're little kids. Okay. Oy echad meivarev, or one of his limbs. V'yitame. And it'll come tummy. And the whole thing is a waste.
The original roller coaster. Ride at Great Six Flags. Keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all times.
Exactly.
The macabre car tuba.
Exactly. Very good. Okay. Let's get
the safety. This is we don't care about safety. We care about tuba.
That's right.
Well, no. If all the kids fall off the door.
That's true. That's good.
You're going to have to need more kids.
All right.
Yeah, but we're not worried about that.
All right. If you tama and they'll become tummy. How they become tummy? Bekever hatahim. With this hidden grave in the abyss, okay? So again, a machlekes abay v'rava, right? Is the pshat in the Mishnah, like we said, just all Rabbi Yehuda was saying is you don't need it? Or is actually Rabbi Yehuda giving a chumrah, a takana, that you cannot have wide doors because you're scared of kids messing up? Yo, what's up?
The problem there is, what are we worried about? We're worried about ohalos.
Underground graves, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
A kid on the ox, right? If the ox goes, right? What are we afraid when the kid is on the door sticking his body parts out? Are we worried about the different ohel above the body part? Because he's not touching anything.
We're scared that there's a grave in the ears, in the ground below where his hand's sticking out, and he's gonna get hit. I mean, he was in a tank. He was in the tumah proof tank, right? This oil, floating oil.
He's above the oil.
And now he got out of the. He got nailed.
How does he lower the cup? Even with the
rope.
But that's into
the water.
Or by the water.
Well, no. Well, you could. But again, we limit it. You're right. If chances are, by the time he has to get off the ox completely, or lean over and get the water. By that point, you know,
we discussed the difference between getting off the ox and getting and leaning down.
He goes into the water.
We didn't. A second. So I want to get back to that. But your point, I think you're right. Again, I didn't see this written yet. I think you're right. Chances are to get your bucket off, and maybe you could throw it out and then pull it in, but it could be you'd have to get a little exposed. Meaning, we see clearly that all these things are as best that we could do. right?
Why can't they build a courtyard somewhere else where they know there's no...
Well, they don't know. They don't have any, like, what's called the stuff that checks below the ground?
Sonar.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
And because they...
You don't know. I mean, chances are there's a lot of graves. Yeah.
So we have a statement by Rabbi Yehuda saying that we don't bring the doors except, but just the shvarim.
Right.
So now Abaya explains, no, we don't need the doors because the doors don't really add anything in addition.
You just have a naturally made door by having a big bull. But if you want to bring a door, go ahead.
Yeah, there's no need to bring the
doors. Right.
And Abaya is coming.
Rava.
I'm sorry, it's Rava.
That was Abaya.
Abaya.
Good.
Now, Rava is coming and saying, no, that's not correct. You shouldn't bring doors at all because doors are going to
cause the child to mess up.
To be tame because the child will
stick his hand out. Yes. Beautiful. Well said. Okay, good. All right. So, everyone ready? Let's go a little further. It looks like we might make it back to Sukkot today. Let's see what happens. Tanya Kavase. Okay. Tanya Kavase means, Tanya, we said the teaching. Kavase means like. In accordance with somebody. Tanya Kavase de Rava. There was a brisa, a teaching that is like Rava's opinion. Basically a proof, right? Okay. What does it say? The way this brisa went was as follows. Right? Brisas are different oral teachings that we have. Mishnah was the ones that are canonized, that are written. And brisas are various different versions of the same teaching that different rabbis, a few different words here and there. Now, what does this one say? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Loi hayu mevi'in dalsis." They would not bring doors, kolik.
So it's Rava's quoting Yehuda, right?
Meaning it's a brisa. The Gemara, the Bishmander, someone had a brisa, which they had an oral tradition of, which was actually, if you look at all the words in this brisa, it says clearly like Rava. So this is a proof to Rava's opinion. Okay?
So it's Rava quoting.
Well, it's, I don't know if Rava himself quoted it, or the Gemara is saying, Tanya, there's a teaching, Kavasi de Rava, similar to Rava. Okay, so we can prove the Rava's point. But a lot of times these discussions can be had 100 years after Rava died. Right? The Gemara is a constant process. Okay? Tanya Kavasi de Rava. Yehuda says, Lohe Yimavi and Dalsis. They would not bring Dalsis doors, Kalikar at all. Mipnei, because Shadaita, the mind, the das of the tinek, shatinek of the child's gasa love will become wide, means become confident. Shema, perhaps yaitzi roishe, he will take out his head, by echad meivar, or one of his limbs, vitame, and it will become tame bekever atahim, with the kever of the depths. Ella, what would you do? Meivin, they would bring shvarim, oxen hamitzriim, from Mitzrayim. They are known for their fat oxen. Shekresai sehen rechavos. So a keres is the belly. Shekresai sehen, their stomachs were rechavos, wide. Vatinoikos, to see this rice is much more wordy, right? Vatinoikos, and the children, Yoshin al Gabain, would sit upon their backs. Vekoses shall even be a dain, and the stone cups would be in their hands. Higiyu l'shiloach, they would get to the Shiloach spring. Yardu, they would go down. Umalim, and fill them up. Va'alu, and they would go back up. V'yashvu, and they would sit lahen, right, themselves, al gabehen, on the backs of the ox. Okay, so that's basically a clear, open brisa like Rava. Everyone good with the words? I think a lot of it is a repetition of the Mishnah we quoted before. Everyone should be fine, right?
So Abaya just states an opinion. There is nothing else to talk about.
What do you mean?
States the opinion that we don't need the doors. Period.
Abaya, according to Abaya, Yehuda was not saying anything super controversial.
Okay.
If Rava said Rava, Yehuda is actually being machmer. Okay. Now again, this is all in order to obviously you'll see. This is all just to reconcile this answer that we gave, that there's two types of oils, bigger, smaller, which Rabbi Yehuda is, depending on the situation, that's his halakha, okay? Now, here's the big question. Says the Gemara. Everyone good? Everyone on the board? Okay. Make sure you don't want to fall off the side of the ox, yeah? Vaharei. Again, Vaharei, and behold, right? Question. Mita, bed. The yeshba, kama, agrafim. A bed's got a lot of height, right? They said this bed's 10 tefachim high. V'tnan, and we teach Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, we were accustomed to do, shayinu yishenim, that we would sleep, tachas hamita, under the bed of Fnaz Kanim. Rabbi Yehuda, you know, till now, I would have been happy. You know, Rabbi Yehuda, I get you, a tent has to be made intentionally. So, before this whole story with the cows, I would have been great. We had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah who says you can go under a bed in a sukkah. Everyone else says you can't. You know why? Because you're in your own tent. You're not in the sukkah anymore. If Yehuda says no, I happen to hold that by stones, by wood, by rat holes, all those things, they don't count as tents. You know why? Because they weren't made intentionally. So if you would have left it at that, the Mishnayos would be great. If Yehuda holds, you go under your bed, it's not a tent. No one makes a bed for underneath. But then we had a whole problem with the story with the cows and the kids, and we said that once it's a decent size, it becomes a tent, no matter what. So then how could Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah say you could sleep under a bed in a sukkah? What's going on?
Because it's a tent.
It's its own tent. You have the same problem. Everyone with us. This is why we got a chazer, guys, because this is all, you got a whole block together. Everyone good? You good? Yeah, okay. Everyone good? Okay. Anyone wants just an answer? Okay. No? No? Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah. Try. The what?
The reason that the oxen become a tumah is because it's alive as opposed to
man-made. So it's a important thing. So if you notice, the Ritva brings out, why do we say doors? Why do they give doors? Make a nice proper saddle.
Because it's human.
So a door, since it's not meant to be a kli, a door meant to be part of a building. So a door specifically, like
made out of boards.
Right. You need to kind of like with chisels.
Think of kalitka. Right? Board. That, you know, you need, it's a man-made.
Okay, so this is an important point. Anything which can accept tuma can't be an oil to stop tuma. So that's specifically why I use doors, because doors are not, like, if you use like regular boards, it'll become a utensil, and tuma would hit it, make a tame, and then keep going. Doors, since they're part of a building, they're not seen as a kli. So therefore, if you actually take it and turn it into something else, then it'll become a kli. But it has to be, it has to do some kind of serious action. True, but again, this gets more into, and all shots have to see this. If a thing has a natural use to use it for, you have to do another act to change it out.
But anything that is naturally made, like an animal, pass tumah through.
Right.
It protects you from the
tumah. Meaning, yeah, that's not makabel tumah. Yeah. Okay, so usually a door stays a door until you do something. If you take the door, obviously, you take off all the hinges, you make some kind of...
So you need a bed inside a sukkah, that's why.
One second. Everyone go to the door?
So you're saying that the door is...
The
not,
door is not mechalotum. That's how it stops it. Otherwise, it wouldn't stop it. That's a good point. Your Tva speaks out. Okay, so we're going to the question back to the Gemara. So you want to answer the Gemara's question?
Yeah.
How are you answering it?
You must have a bed there.
Again, we're telling you, you're allowed to sleep under a bed, and the bed is not seen as its own tent. How is that possible? Why is the bed not its own tent?
The bed is not made to be a tent.
Oh, but that's what we assume till now. But we see that once it's a decent size, we don't care about that anymore. That's the problem.
So it must be.
Let's give them more chance. Let's give them more chance.
If it's less than a tefach, then it must be.
But this bed, we said, is right 10 tefachim, we said, right?
No, they argued it.
We said it has to be 10 tefachim. Was that 10 tefachim? We said it has to be 10 tefachim. Otherwise, no one would say it's a problem. Right? That's the Gemara said already before. So we're in a bit of a jam right now. Okay, the Gemara spent the past blot doing some good work, getting us in a tight kasha. Okay, so let's get out of it. Door jam and tension. Okay, good. All right, you got a couple more minutes. So let's hop right. I don't know if we get through all the answers. We'll try some. Says the Gemara. Again, let's pick up the question. Vare mita, but behold a bed, the yesh ba that has in it, kama grave and many fistfuls, with none, and yet we teach the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, we were accustomed to do that. Watch, we would sleep under the bed of Nehaz Kainim. Says the Gemara like this. Shani Mita. A bed is different. Why? Hoyil.
Shani is
Vashanov? Yeah, Shani is a Shani. Yeah.
Nice.
Which is what?
As in Shani, I'm not sure if it's see, the Shanot means to teach.
It means to change.
Like Shinui. Yeah, exactly. Right. So Shani is here. Means Shani is always an answer. Shani Haka, here is different. It's a distinction. You're comparing two things and asking a question. They're different. Shani. Okay, Shani. Mita. A bed is different. Why? Hoyel, since Ulegaba. What's a gab? Gab is a back, right? Ulegaba Asuya. It is made for its back. Meaning, when you make a bed, what's your intention? Right, which side is the pretty side of your bed? The top part of the bed or the bottom part of the bed? Thank you, right? Everyone, right? So a bed is not, it's not simply just not made to be an oil. It's not like a rock cave, which just, it is. There's no intention either way. A bed is specifically made not to be an oil, right? A bed is specifically made to be for the top part. So it's a negative intention, let's call it. It's worse. It's almost, I had specific intention for the opposite effect. And that's why it's not loyal. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's going like this. That's the Gemara's answer for now. Everyone good with that answer? Everyone good. Okay. So again, Shani Mita, bed is different. Why? Hayal Ulagaba Asuya. Okay, now, should we stop here or do you guys want to go a drop further? How you guys feel? How you guys feeling?
But then you could say an ox is
okay. Yeah, you want to go like this? How's it going?
Keep going.
Shvarim nami legabon
asuyim. Right? Same would apply to a table by that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's true. That's important. Halakha
Maisa. We're saying that all man-made objects are not
going to
ever be a temple because they're not made for the purpose of.
Well, not all, but we're going to have to.
The oxen.
Right. But let's stay with the oxen. Let's ask from the ox. We're trying to figure out ox.
Right on top.
For sure. Exactly. That's Gemara's question. Let's read again. Says the Gemara. Right. Says the Gemara. Shvarim nami, oxen as well, like gabana suyim, right? They're made for their back. Okay? So that's the question.
So nami is the same?
Yeah, nami is also. Also. Apologies. Yeah. Shvarim nami legaban asuyim. You're also made for their back. Okay? So again, we got, let's keep track. Who are we debating over here? We got two people in the rink, right? We got the ox and the bed. This is where it came down to. After the first blot.
And the door.
The door. The door we're putting on side for now because we didn't use the door. Remember, who the guys, we don't use doors anymore. Yeah, doors were just, was part of the mix. He didn't make it to the end. In the final round, we got the ox versus the bed. So far, the Gemara suggested one answer. The Gemara slugged it up. Okay, we're going to stop here because we saw a lot of Gemara today. If you guys, if you can't sleep at night because you can't get the answer, you can go ahead if you want. But if
not,
okay, got it.